Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Down in the Florida Keys, the ultimate sunset experience is witnessing the green flash.
That elusive moment when there's this pop of green light just as the sun dips below the horizon.
I first pitched this story at an Under the Sun meeting, and our assistant producer Sammy Mack had this to say about the idea.
No way. That's a bad idea for a story. The green flash is a stupid myth made for tourists.
What was your problem with the idea?
Okay, I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the sun sets over the beach, and I had never even heard of the green flash until I was 22, and it just sounded utterly bogus, like swamp ape bogus.
Well, we made you check it out anyway. What'd you find?
Well, first of all, if you want to investigate the green flash, you really gotta go to Key West. Specifically, Mallory Square. Hundreds of people gather at Mallory Square every night to watch the sunset. People like Bill and Debbie Hegland. When I met them, the sun had just gone down.
We had no green flash tonight. We were anticipating it. We were hoping.
I was about to move on to another sunset watcher when Bill said something that stopped me in my tracks.
We've seen a couple magnificent green flashes.
Wait, what?
We've seen a couple magnificent green flashes.
I'm doubtful. I asked Debbie to describe what she saw.
It's not citron. It has more green than yellow.
Bill senses my doubt, so he pulls out his phone.
We've got photographic evidence here.
He thumbs through some shots of a sunset.
See, there's just very little cloud right there. Okay, oh, it's getting good. It's getting good. No green yet. Right on the horizon. You can just start to see it right there. And it's gone. Right there.
What I see is a perfectly lovely yellowish sunset over the water.
So it's that sort of yellowish...
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I was humoring Bill. I didn't see any green flash in that photo. It's dusk now. Street performers, carnival barkers, and buskers take over Mallory Square. It's humid and dreamy. There's a guy selling conch fritters. He attributes the green flash to atmospheric science.
Well, it happens in that split second from when you can and cannot see the sun. It's called refraction, bending of the light.
It's a mirage, and it exists.
Patrick Myers is a scientist at the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science on Virginia Key. When he was a student, he wrote a paper on the causes of atmospheric optics, like rainbows, colorful sunsets, and the green flash. Conch fritter guy is right. The green flash is caused by refraction.
Whenever you have light going through a different object, the light will bend like a prism. And that's essentially what's going on in the atmosphere.
The green flash only happens when the water is warmer than the air. And the position of the sun in relation to the horizon has to be really specific. The odds that all the conditions are going to be exactly right are pretty low no matter where you are. But if there's anywhere you're going to catch the green flash, Key West is one of your best bets. Not that the science matters all that much. Here's how Myers closed that paper he wrote on atmospheric optics.
Children are wishful that they will one day find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Sailor who sees the green flash will never err again in the matter of love. These romanticized ideas surrounding an optical phenomenon will leave people looking toward the sky in hopes of seeing something spectacular.
Over the course of reporting the story, I've developed a hypothesis that this place where we live is so beautiful and so strange that you can hope it's there. And in Key West, you can watch for it every single night. For Under the Sun, I'm Sammy Mack.
So, Alicia, have you seen the green flash?
I have never seen the green flash.
Yeah, me neither. Well, if you have any photographic evidence, send us your pictures or green flash story at WLRNunderthesun.org.
And you can see a diagram of how refraction works. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch, staring into the horizon in search of the green flash.
It's an absolute green. You will see it. It's really green.